We are. We are the representative of the Democratic Party to the 4.8 million Americans living abroad, and the Republican Party, no other party has this kind of representation and this kind of opportunity.
We are living, I would argue, in very febrile circumstances when it comes down to US politics. I'm sure that there's a. I mean, are you seeing a better or a higher level of interest in your primary or in the whole process at the moment?
I can't say for sure because it doesn't start until tomorrow. It's a
Right.
1 week primary. I will say it's not as competitive as last time around in 2020. So we probably will not be seeing the same kind of numbers as before. That said, I don't think that necessarily reflects that people aren't as engaged. I think people are very engaged
Right.
with American politics and very concerned about the way things could go in November.
Course, for the Democratic Party, I mean, we're looking at Joe Biden, obviously. I mean, it's more of a coronation than real candidate selection. Is would that be right?
Well, we do have two candidates on the ballot. Marianne Williamson is also on the ballot, and she unsuspended her campaign. We also have an uncommitted option. And if you've been following the news recently in primaries, that has been pretty popular for people to voice their disapproval, or to simply have the opportunity to send uncommitted delegates to the convention in August.
So what would that mean then? If let's say that the result of this primary is uncommitted, what does that actually mean when it comes down to the convention?
It means that the 21 delegates that we send as Democrats abroad are not committed to vote for any particular candidate. Instead, they can be wooed or they can work with the constituents abroad that they represent to best vote on behalf of their interests.
Now, I think it would be reasonable to say that, I mean, barring, I think it's like a major change, Joe Biden will, in fact, take the Democratic nomination and be the candidate in the general election in November. Let's just say that's likely to be the case. When it comes down to that, though, for the election itself, how are you feeling when it comes down to interest from US citizens who don't live in the United States? Would you say it's just they're just as committed, just as interested, just as let's say polarized as perhaps as citizens are everywhere else?
I don't think that they're quite as polarized. I would say that they are more interested. Often they are a bit more politically savvy simply because the issues that they care about are ones which affect slightly more educated people, people who have the means to move abroad, or they affect them in ways that prevent them from moving home. For example, they can't get proper health care coverage for at an affordable rate back home, so they live abroad. So people tend to be a little bit more engaged when they're living abroad, oddly. And I do think that they will be turning out in the same kind of numbers that they did in 2020. I hope that they do.
Because I know that in the run-up to presidential elections, Democrats abroad, and frankly, your compatriots at Republicans abroad, I mean, they actually also make sure that as many US citizens living abroad as possible are registered to vote. What are you doing this time to make sure that people do actually, you know, get the option to make their selection come the general election?
Everybody can go to votefromabroad.org and register to vote. It takes them step by step through the process. As you know, there's a lot of barriers to voting from abroad simply because every state has its own rules and has some people. Some states don't allow people to vote down ballot, for example, when they're living abroad. And so knowing the kind of rules behind that is very helpful. So I do recommend going through votefromabroad.org to register to vote. And we're doing tabling, we're doing voter registration drives. You know, we have the opportunity at every event after people vote in their primary, they can go straight to another section and request their ballot for November. We have it all in one package.
Okay, so how does your so the Democratic primary for citizens abroad, how is that actually working? I assume it must be all fairly virtual, is now. You're not all getting everyone together from around the world to put them in a room, are you?
We have 108 in-person polling places around the world happening in the next week. We have one in Geneva this evening. at the Warwick Hotel. We have another one in Basel on Saturday during the day at Atelier, and then in Zurich also on Saturday at the American Women's Club. People can also vote online. They can request their ballot at votefromabroad.org and vote in the primary online. We do encourage people to come in person because it does show civic engagement. It does show that we are present. A lot of our hurdles in terms of getting the issues that we cared about paid attention to is the fact that people don't know that we exist, that we exist in the numbers that we do. And so turning out in person is very helpful.